The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Takes off. Left side, he's in. Touchdown, Bears. A 3-yard touchdown run by Justin Fields. His second running touchdown. What a drive. Here's one floated for Smith, and it's picked. Brisker, the rookie. That's his first. Jonnu Smith was the target, the tight end. And number 9 flashed in and made a one-handed pick. Blitz. Fields throws to Herbert. Pass blocking. A blitz beater.
I'm a sailor of pain. And I lost my leg. Climbing up the top sails. I lost my leg.
There is a miss on the handoff. Myers couldn't get to it. And the Bears say they have it. And they do. That is the second takeaway by this Bears defense. As Justin Jones, the big defensive tackle, comes away with a football. Ground game of the Bears. Zappy passes in the air and intercepted by Smith. Tipped at the line, and Roquan Smith with another takeaway for the Chicago D. This is going to be intercepted by the rookie Gordon. Kyler Gordon just runs out of gas, but another takeaway by the Chicago defense.
And another one of those young players from this year's rookie class. You know, we've talked about the impact that Dominique Robinson has had, and now Kyler Gordon.
The Bears put it on the New England Patriots, 33-14 on Monday Night Football. Good morning. Welcome in to a Bears Victory Tuesday on Captain J Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. We're glad that you are with us watching the show as well as we talk about the Bears with their victory against the Patriots. The great Alex Brown from our family here at ESPN 1000 and NBC Sports Chicago joins us here on ESPN 1000 as we talk about the 3-4 Bears. Good morning, AB.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, you know how we're doing, man.
My guy!
Come here, Pat, pass me a Pall Mall. What do you mean? You know how we're doing right now. That's an ass-whooping of epic proportions last night against the GOAT. How about that?
No doubt. I wouldn't say against the GOAT, but that's a different topic. But, okay. Yep.
Well, Papa Bear is not around right now. I understand. I'm just
saying. He's not adding to his win total.
So we start with the defense first. What resonated most about what you saw defensively from the Bears?
Takeaways. That's what it's about. Taking the ball away. If you can stop the run and you can take the ball away from the other team, it gives your offense more opportunities to score. So the takeaways is what jumps out at me. And I guess who was doing it? I mean, on 3 of them, there were rookies involved, right? So it's just like everybody's contributing. As far as the young guys getting in there and playing well and playing at a high level, these guys are, I don't know. I mean, they're flying around. They're having fun. They look like they were having fun last night. So defensively, I like what I saw. If you can be consistent at giving up 14, 17, 10 points, you're going to give yourself a chance to win each and every week.
So, AB, we watched the game together. We saw 12 designed quarterback runs, not guy who thinks he's going to get hit, flushed out, and tucks it and run. Designed quarterback runs. Is that sustainable? Because you and Lance and Coach Wanstead were talking with me about this kid's going to get himself killed if he's not careful. But, man, oh, man, was that fun to watch.
I mean, it is fun to watch, and it makes you think, like, you don't want him taking the hits. I want him outside of the pocket. I want him getting down when he gets, okay, running out of bounds, he's sliding. That's what I want. I don't want him taking any big hits. He's super athletic. He's not Cam Newton, though. So Cam is a huge person. And I'm not saying Justin can't take the licks. I just know in the NFL, hell, they made Michael Vick stop running. He broke his leg. So, and Michael Vick was the fastest quarterback I ever saw. And when you're talking about elusive and just quick and fast, like, it's just, the NFL will catch up to you. So as he starts to learn, and as we get better and get better players around him, getting him outside of the pocket is, I think, what's best. The design runs should be, I think, a little less than 12, though. Maybe four or five of them in a game. I'm okay with the scrambling when your first, second read isn't there, getting out of there, because his clock just isn't quite right just yet, because he holds on to that ball just a little too long, and he's getting hit while he's throwing it, and you get those balls that's fluttering in the air, and you give the opposing team an opportunity to get a takeaway there.
In terms of the ability to run the football, you know, coming into the game, there were a lot of people in the league that said Cleveland has a better offensive line, they've got a better running game, and they are the best running team in the National Football League. The Bears were close. After last night, I'm not sure that they don't have the best run game. Maybe they don't have the best wide receivers or the best pass protection. Do you think that type of game plan, you were a defensive star, do you think that game plan of running Justin in the manner that they did is sustainable, not from the injury part I just asked you about, but from Dallas, Miami, the Lions, whoever's coming up next on the schedule, they watch tape. Can you take that away with game planning?
Well, with a different attitude, I think what we saw in the game was a different attitude of an offense. It wasn't when we got down to the goal line, well, hell, New England knew we were going to run it, and they still couldn't stop it. Mm-hmm. That's running the football. When other team knows what you're going to do, and they still can't stop it, I think it is sustainable running the football, getting maybe not 200 yards every game, but definitely gaining 150 yards with Justin using his feet as well, getting 40 of those, and then your running backs getting 110, 120, something like that. I definitely think that's sustainable, and that is controlling the clock. And if you look at that, that's another thing that jumps out, the time of possession. That jumps out because you keep their offense off the field when you can put together first down after first down. So it's – yeah, it was – I mean, gosh, I haven't been this happy after a Bears game in a long time.
Right.
You know, and the fact that, like, it wasn't against, like somebody terrible, you know. It was actually against a pretty dang good defense. So, like, when you do it against somebody good, it just helps with that confidence in that locker room that, sure, they can say they believe it, but until you see it, until you do it against somebody good, you don't really believe it. You know, you don't really know if it works. And I think they showed everybody that – not necessarily that they're, oh, we're a Super Bowl contender now, but that we can have an offense or that you can look at and you can be excited about. We can have that type of offense. We can have that type of team that looks young and vibrant and running around and having a good time and playing football the right way. I loved it. It was great.
Alex Brown with us on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Even though either against Zappe or Jones, the Bears defense registered one sack, but I thought that there was a lot of hurries and being active defensively. What did you see from the line that stood out to you?
That's what I saw. I didn't see it from a man Robert Quinn.
Oh,
but
well.
We need to find out where Robert is. I don't know what's going on, but I know he's going against the best, primarily, most of the time he's going against the best offensive lineman that the other team has, but, man, we got to get him going. But we don't have him going right now. The other kids are making plays, so I like to think positive and say, once Robert gets going, then the opposing team will have a problem. But yeah, I mean, I like the games that we're running up front. You run games when you can't win the one-on-ones, and they were able to run the games and get home. On the interception by Brisker, that came because of pressure. Force Matt out of the back, Matt Jones out of the backfield or out of the pocket, and then he throws a duck up there, and Brisker goes and gets it. So, yeah, the pressure is always good. Pressure is sometimes better than a sack because you get the guy off his spot, you make him uncomfortable. I mean, hell, just look at our quarterback and how he's been. The amount of pressure that he gets under up until last night. Like, it speeds a quarterback up. And so it was good. It was really good to see that, the activity, the guys being active up front. But I do need more. I need more from everybody. On those one-on-ones, when you get them, you have to win.
There's a big middle. Cap and I have been talking a lot about how this National Football League, where you have the Eagles undefeated, you've got Buffalo being a good team, then there's a big middle. I mean, the Patriots and the Bears have the same record at 3-4, which says a lot. But I say at the same time, Cap, even with these teams in the middle, there's still talent. Like, for instance, this Matthew Judon is going to be a problem. Yeah. Holy bleep. How good is he going to be? 2.5 sacks and a couple of tackles for a loss, a deflected pass. He was active yesterday.
Yeah, that guy's a beast.
I mean, what about him on that side of the football for the Patriots?
He's scary. What I saw when we dropped Justin back in the backfield or in the pocket, you drop him into the pocket, but you leave Judon one-on-one. That doesn't make sense to me. When you do that, you have to put two on him. You have to put a chipper on him or something. You can't leave him one-on-one with Borum. You just can't do it. Like, he's – or whoever the heck that was over there. Like, you can't leave him one-on-one because you already knew coming into the game that he is a problem. He didn't become a problem last night. He was a problem beforehand. So you know that. And when you drop Justin back, a five-step drop in the pocket, you have to add extra attention to him. And – I mean, on a couple of those sacks, I mean, that didn't happen. So I'd like to see us prepare a little better there. So, and that's probably the only thing, being nitpicky, that I could find, but because I think the coaches did a great job. I thought this right here was the best plan I've seen for Justin Fields since he's been a Chicago Bear.
Yeah, we were in agreement. Hoodie and I talked about that Luke Getsy gets a gold star, man. His performance last night was outstanding. The trade deadline is November the 1st. We still understand we're in the talent acquisition phase of Ryan Poles' first year. Does it affect the culture in a room if Robert Quinn or David Montgomery, who's going to be a free agent, whoever it is, if they decide, well, we got the draft pick we had to get, we're trading this guy, does that affect the culture, and does Poles have to be careful, or it's a business, do what you got to do?
No, I mean, as long as the player is the player when he comes in, I mean, we went through it. We went through it with
double.
You come off of Marty Booker, and Marty Booker has 100 receptions, and we trade him away to Miami for a guy that when he got there, I mean, honestly, I couldn't even say his name. I was like, who is Adewale Ogunleye? Who is that guy?
Right.
And as long as he's a player, it doesn't matter, because Wale came over and Wale changed a lot for our defensive line. Like, he came over and he was that dude. He could get to the quarterback. His first year, I think he had 10 sacks. So, and that was a big deal for us to have a guy that can get there, and then everybody else just kind of go and come along. And as we added the talent, so if you're adding talent, there's no problem. I mean, if you're going to trade Robert Quinn and you're going to get DJ Moore, then I don't think that would be a problem, because you do have young guys behind him that are making plays. They are out there. They're active. They have more sacks than Robert up to this point during the season. So you have two guys that have more sacks than him. So one yesterday, he didn't get a sack, but he caused the takeaway that Roquan caught the interception. So, like, they're active out there. They're making plays. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with if they were to move Robert, or if they got a good price for him. Then, yeah, because we are in that phase where we're trying to get as much talent on this team as possible.
Cowboys next, guys. Cowboys next.
Yes, they are.
I like to see what this defense does against Dak Prescott and the running game for Dallas. I'm looking forward to that. What about you, Alex?
The running, you know what, that doesn't scare me. I'm terrified of their defense. I am terrified. I think it's one of those games that you go in if you think you're a good defense, and you go in and everybody's talking about the opposing team defense. Now you got to go show up and you got to go outplay them. That's the problem. Like that, I'm sorry, that is the task. Our defense needs to go outplay their defense, and if we do that, we'll have a chance to win.
Hey man, travel safely back to Chicago. Have a great week, and it'll be a lot of fun. Look forward to talking to you again.
Appreciate it, guys. Go Gators!
All right, get off the phone.
Stop.
That's enough. Go Gators.
Go Gators. They're playing the dogs. Gators are 22-point underdogs. Biggest underdogs in like 25 years.
You know why?
Because the Gators ain't very good, and the dogs are very good.
Gator bait.
That's
it. He hung up the phone real quick, by the way. He knows.
He knows. We were all over him last night. We are talking football with you next. Your thoughts on the Bears win over the Patriots. 312-332-3776. He's Hoodie. I'm Cap.
Cap J. Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J. Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We're here until 10 o'clock. Then it'll be Black and Abdallah. We'll crosstalk with the guys coming up at 10. They're in for Mike Greenberg. It'll be Carmen and Yurko at 12. Waddle and Sylvie from 2 to 6. Jesse will be in for Black and Abdallah from 6 to 8. Freddie and Fitzsimmons at 8 o'clock. All part of the mix right here on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000. Still to come at 9:35. We'll hear from Ryan Poles, the general manager of the Bears. Look forward to hearing his thoughts about the Bears.
Yes, he had an impromptu press event last night in the press box. Bunch of media. Let's go.
We'll hear from Ryan Poles coming up at 9:35. Back to you again. If you're just joining us, Cap and I are overjoyed about what we saw last night with the Bears. The Bears looked competent. They looked motivated. The execution was there. And I'm watching Justin Fields, and yes, there was a lot of design runs, and yes, there was a lot of offense, and it's something that we want to see, the ball being vertical, the ability to run the football, all this happened. And on the other side, even though you look at the box score and say, just one sack, that doesn't tell the story. The story is that the defense was swarming. There was some electricity in the for this Bears defense.
Four takeaways. Four. That is big time. Now, again, we caught a couple breaks. Justin fumbled with the ball being punched out. It bounced back to him. He had another one on the sideline where he's got to throw that ball out of bounds and not take the loss. And instead, he got tackled and fumbled, but the ball rolled out of bounds. Those are things that have to get cleaned up. But all in all, take that, New England. That was a hell of a win.
You take that victory. But I think that you're spot on when you talk about things that where you see growing pains from a young quarterback and a young offense, right? Cap, I mean, if this is a loss and Fields fumbled the football four times,
oh boy,
there would be calls for the backup. Now, seriously, like you
people
can't,
would be mad.
Cap, you can't fumble the football four times. You have to respect the hooch. Stop.
Agreed.
You can't. I mean, this is not a hand size issue. It's not because it was a driving rainstorm. It wasn't a monsoon out there. Just take care of the football. It can't be on the ground. It just can't.
Completely agree. You can't be cavalier with the football.
I love the running game for the Bears with Montgomery and Herbert. Just explosive runs. And so, again, the hope is that this carries over into Sunday against Dallas. But I think that just empowering St. Brown and Mooney and Komet to be able to make big plays, I think that that is good for the team. To get first downs, to be able to get first downs and not go three and out. You know, when the young man realizes that every time you have the football, you can't get a touchdown, I think he'll be better off. You know, on a third down situation, when you got three guys on your back, hey, man, throw the ball out of bounds, please. Don't do that.
Where do you think the Bears are in the latest ESPN power ranking?
I don't know. What is it?
They are 28th. still 28th after a dominant performance last night.
Well, Cap, to your point, I think a lot of people who do those types of power rankings and rate teams that way might look at the fact that, yes, it was a dominant score, but there were six fumbles in the game, and the Bears recovered all of them. There's a lot of luck involved in that. People look at the turnover luck there.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to be careful adjusting them too much, but still, it was an impressive performance to me.
Also, the deadline for that to be in at the desk in Bristol, midnight, Monday morning.
That as well.
Let's go to the phone lines and talk to you. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. In Dallas, Texas, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Justin on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, good morning, Cap. Good morning, Hoodie.
What up, kid? How about two wins? Boston Celtics lose to the Bulls and the Patriots lose to the Bears.
Absolutely, Cap. That's just how it should be going forward. But, yeah, I'm just overjoyed. I know I give Fields a lot of flack, but I just want him to be better. And I feel like last night took a step in the right direction. I am a little worried about Dallas. I actually will be at that game on Sunday. And I'm a little worried, but I think we can pull it out. I have to deal with Dallas fans all day, but I could care less because it's always been bear down with me. One other thing, Hoodie, I appreciate you correcting me last night on Twitter with the Zappy spell check. I mean, yeah.
It's just funny.
I don't know who a Bailey Zappy is, but what I do know is he's a loser. So,
I threw for like 5,000 yards last year.
Say it again?
Bailey Zappi's not a loser. He was a loser last night, but he's...
Well, he was a loser last night, Cap, so to me that constitutes him as a loser. You know it's bear down with me. I don't care about a Zappy. I don't care about a Belichick at all. He wasn't going to pass Papa Bear last night. I knew that. So, you know, and I hope we can get another Letters with George. It's been a while, and I appreciate y'all taking my call. I'm going to tweet out a bunch of pictures from the game and you know, at you all. I'm looking forward to it. Go Bears.
All right, my friend. We appreciate the
great
phone call.
Week, man.
Southern Utah, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Kobe on ESPN 1000.
Kobe! Hi, Kobe.
Hey, gentlemen. It's great to start a Tuesday morning after a win. You know, last night, I think the majority of the hits that Fields took were in the pocket. When he was out and running, I thought he did a good job of getting out of bounds, getting down, and not taking as much damage. I don't know how long that can happen, but it was good to see him not take some of those hits and make those, then the offense make changes and just really show, I think, what he was capable of. And just a great team win, and it was fun to watch.
There's no question about that. But here's the thing. Does it carry over, Kobe? That's the question. Like, all this that we saw, and again, the thing that I love the most is that on third down, Fields got on his horse and got that first down and did that, what was it, Cap, five times in the game where he ran for the first down?
That's correct.
So, I mean, that's what I like, is that you're keeping the chains moving in that spot instead of being three and out all the time.
Yeah, I just like the fact that there are designed runs. And if it didn't work once, go back to it again. Get him out of the pocket. He's, at this point in his career, he is not a stand in the pocket, go through four reads, have great protection, and receivers who get separated. That's just not who we are.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Dominic the Garbage Man on ESPN 1000.
Dominic!
Yo, check it out. First time caller, first time gambler, long time listener.
You're the man.
This was my Super Bowl. This was my Super Bowl last night. Everybody doubted me.
Good.
But we did it.
Good. Garbage.
Good. Dominic.
Garbage.
Where are we at, Dominic, right now?
Right now, I'm in Rockdale, but I'm from Oswego. I just, left the landfill. My little guy sent me a text. I told him, no $75 budget today on your costume. You can get whatever you want. My Super Bowl. We did it.
I mean, what about next week? What about Sunday? What if they beat the Cowboys? Is that your Super Bowl too or no?
No. Single dad. I'm a single dad. I can't gamble like that. So, truth be told, I was against the grain this week. I got to buy him some clothes. He needs a costume. He needs money to go out, for the Halloween dance. I had an extra $100. I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of getting beat up here. I'm a Chicago sports guy. Everybody's doom and gloom. I'm I had to make a stand. You know, I went to the booth. I got laughed away at the kiosk because I asked the professionals if they can help me make the bet. They started laughing. So then I went to the lady at the window. I said, look, here's $100. Bears are going to win. Bulls are going to win. Help me out. And she winked at me and said, I'll see you tomorrow when you come to collect. I'm telling you guys, I'm pounding my chest. This never happened. But let's savor it. Come on, Chicago.
How about
Dom,
that?
Dom, let's be up this time.
Dominic just cashed for a cool dime for a grand.
How about that?
It was plus 1060. Plus 1060. So for those of you that don't gamble, that means if you lay 100, you get back $1,060 plus your $100 investment back. How about that?
That is great.
That buys a nice Halloween costume, some good vittles. Yeah, that's awesome.
Good for you, Garbage Man.
There you go, Garbage Man Dominic.
We appreciate the telephone call. Coming up, we'll hear from Ryan Poles, the general manager of the Bears. What does Poles think of the latest around the House Hall and around the National Football League with this Bears team? We'll talk to Poles. He talks about Brisker and Gordon, talks about Fields, talks about second-guessing as far as the offensive line. All that coming up next on Cap and Jay Hood.
Cap and Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Hot route! Red 7, red 7, red 7!
Look for me in the end zone after this play. I'll be the guy holding the ball.
John!
What?
Red 7!
I don't know what red 7 means.
Hot route!
I don't. What is hot route?
Will you just go stand on the other side, please?
So Vince Vaughn was on the Manning Cast last night. You were locked in on Buck and Aikman.
Yes.
So were we at TV. I think Snorling and Charlie were as well. He says on there that the reason in Wedding Crashers, that scene, that he went, hot route, because Peyton says it. He got it from Peyton, so he brought it to the script of Wedding Crashers. I thought that was awesome.
It's kind of funny. Like they you come to find out that Eli and Peyton know everybody.
Yes.
Didn't realize. They had President Obama on yesterday. I was amazed. I mean, it's one thing to be a great football player, Hall of Fame, but they know everybody.
Everybody.
I didn't know that.
Everybody. And thank you, Downtown Dean, for alerting me to that cut. I thought that was, when I saw it, I'm like, that is awesome.
It's crazy.
And he also wanted the Eberflus to run the score up on Belichick at the end.
Of course.
Stick it to Belichick.
Could you imagine? Cap and Jay Hood morning, 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We're taking your phone calls on a Bears victory Tuesday. The Bears beat that ass. They beat the Patriots 33-14. Ryan Poles, the general manager of the Chicago Bears, got a chance to talk to the press before the game and said,
you know, clearly Matt and I are on the same page in terms of competing to win games, and we've come short a few times. And to us, that's a little bit of, you know, having a young team that needs to learn how to finish, you know, in the red zone and win games and do the things, you know, that we're coaching to do. But what I was really encouraged about was how we handled this mini bye. And I think regardless of your record, the ability to look in the mirror and see what do we do well, what do we not do well? What are we struggling with? And then attack those things. And our coaches met with the players. We met with the coordinators and just talked about that exactly. And then what's the plan to improve and take the next step? And the work that was put in this week was incredible. You know, making some adjustments to get guys in positions to be successful and do better and hopefully win some games. I know Justin's been a big topic in his development. And, you know, we're encouraged with the progress that's there. I know there's, you know, it's not on the statistics and on the paper all the time, but he is getting better in a lot of different areas. I think as a whole, we got to continue to play better around him as well to allow him to keep playing well and get his confidence going and be, you know, executed at a high level.
Yeah, it makes sense from a poll standpoint. All of it is a process. It's pretty much what he's saying.
100%. Mm-hmm. It's all about just, remember, Steve, we played it a billion times. Steve Young saying they'll know in the building more than you will at home because they just don't have much talent right now.
How about your criticism of Poles? He addresses you in this yesterday. Did you hear about this?
I did not because I was busy doing the pregame and then the game started.
Yeah, well, he addresses you yesterday talking to the press about how they did not bolster the offensive line. He says this directly to you.
No, to speak on that, I've been happy where Braxton is. I think he's a young player. There's going to be ups and downs for sure. And these defensive lines are like no joke. So he continues to grow. He continues to get better. There's going to be ebbs and flows with that. I think Lucas has done nice things to the culture of our O-line. I mean, you guys, I've talked very early about Justin getting hit and not seeing like him being backed. That's improved. And we're going to continue to move things around and see if we can get that front to gel and continue to improve.
So him addressing you as far as whether or not he second guesses in investing in the offensive line.
Yeah, I'll stick to my criticism. You spent money on Reef and Schofield the night before training camp when no one else wanted them. You had the money, and you didn't spend it. And I thought that was I just thought he let his quarterback down.
How about Brisker and Gordon?
Yeah, I think Kyler's he's getting better every single week. I thought the last game was probably his best game so far. We put a lot on his plate playing inside and outside. And that takes a lot of mental toughness, and especially playing DB in this league, it's a grind. There's a lot of space to cover. So he's doing good, and we'll continue to improve. I truly believe in that. And then Brisker's been doing a good job, too. I'm expecting him to make some plays on the ball, and I think that's going to come as well. But his ability to tackle and come in and fill and be help our defense become physical, I think he's done a good job, too.
It's fair. Fair analysis.
Absolutely fair.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And when the day after the draft ended, the 3 days, you and I, the next show we did,
yeah.
I remember I was sitting right there, and I was pointing at the wall, and I said, you and I were arguing.
Yeah.
And I just said, who are the highest-rated guys on your board? Period. Okay. You want a corner and a safety. There were receivers. There were linemen. You could have gone a number of directions. He said those were the two guys that were the highest rated on my board, so I took him at a position of need on top of it. We're going to find out because George Pickens is playing really well for the Steelers, and there are some other guys out there. We'll find out.
But, you know, here's the thing about that that we talked about. If Brisker and or Gordon, and I don't know if it's going to be both, I'll just say one or the other, or both, if they are able to pay dividends for the Bears, I'll take it. At the same time, though, here in this offseason, you have to evaluate what Velus Jones is and then make sure that you give weapons for Fields. Offensive line, wide receiver, tight end. This all has to be addressed one way or the other, Cap.
No question about it.
Like, it's cool that you're trying to lock in your secondary for the next decade. I got no problem with that because you need to be able to get young players and get better. But the one thing that was leaky about the Bears that was not talked about enough under Nagy is that the defense let down. It was one of the few times over the last couple of years we look at the defense and say, well, this defense isn't any good. They are not making enough splash plays, not getting to the quarterback enough. And the turnover bucket was empty, had cobwebs in it.
Yeah.
So now things are starting to turn around in that regard.
Now can you keep it going against a really good Dallas defense? Like, they run the ball well. They got Dak back. They got CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup and all these dudes. Zeke, that's fine. Can you handle what's his name? Micah Parsons. That guy's a monster.
Number 11, I think.
Monster.
My whole point, though, is, Cap, you, in the offseason, you could have handled both. You could have been able to try to bolster something at the wide receiver spot and have a young secondary. You could have done both. He didn't do both.
You could have done. He had money.
Well, yeah, but it just.
Especially after the Ogunjobi signing blew up.
I just, you know. Well, again, this offseason tells a great story. I'm not there yet. I'm just. It's funny that he mentions Brisker and Gordon, how good they have been. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. It is Mike in Milwaukee on ESPN 1000.
What's up, Captain Mike?
J. Hood. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're good, man. What's up?
Hey, so just a couple things on Fields. I thought that his check down progression was a lot better yesterday. And one of the subtle things that he did was on earlier, and I'm not sure of the quarter, but right before, he had tried to throw a quick out, and it got knocked down by the end. And then the next time when Herbert scored the touchdown, he looked, did the pump fake, and then he threw it to get the end up in the air. And I thought some of those subtle things that maybe he is learning a little bit and seeing different stuff, and things will get better for him. I thought Aikman did a good job, too, of breaking down what the Bears need to do.
Well, I love valid points, Mike. Definitely. I also loved on the touchdown to Khalil Herbert.
Yeah.
He's about to get the living you-know-what beaten out of him.
Got crunched.
Crushed by two guys. And he dropped down sidearm Mahomes-like. I'm not comparing him to Patrick Mahomes, so please don't misunderstand me. But he took his arm sideways, sidearmed it, got smashed, and delivered a strike for a touchdown.
He's over the top. He's three quarters. He's underhanded. He could do all these things. He had different arm slots.
Correct. Did the job. Got it there.
Sidearm air approach.
Yes, brought to you by Ankin Law, 312-6 million for the great Howard Ankin. Put that lawyer in your phone.
Sign my ball. The penis spike on Brisker, was that intentional or not?
I did not think it was.
By Jones. If you don't know the play, it was Mac Jones sliding spikes up like Ty Cobb.
Right. I don't think he intentionally tried to kick him in the family jewels, but I do think he came in spikes high. That's for sure.
I just think you can make that. It might have been unintentional, but you still make that call. That's too high for his spikes to be up. What's he kicking his legs out for? Just get down.
Yeah, I would not have thrown a flag there. I think Alex wouldn't have. Lance would have.
Yes. Well, some value.
So they split.
Some value their junk more than others.
And people who have asked me the question, nobody wears a cup in the NFL. Nobody.
Sad.
Which I was like, when I first heard that, Dan Hampton told me, he's like, nobody wears a cup. Remember Yurko told us. Mm-hmm. He grabbed Ernest Biner by the you-know-whats. And, oh, sorry. Wife must be happy. Yes.
Yeah, I understand. I just thought that it was his spikes being that. And then, of course, if you ever want to get back at someone that kicks you in the family jewels, make sure you get interception the next play.
Yes.
Bam! Got him. So he got his comeuppance that Mac Jones. How about that?
I might kick somebody around here in family jewels.
Okay, let's not kick anybody. How about that? How about let's keep the show intact? Let's not do that. Shay Norling, is Bailey Zappe an NFL quarterback?
Yes, he's in the NFL and he plays quarterback.
All right, there you go.
Is he long-term for the New England Patriots as their starter?
Maybe. I have no idea.
I don't think either of those guys is.
Same thing with Mac Jones, too?
I don't think Mac Jones is. Zappe could be.
A little snippy on the sound bites there, isn't he?
Yeah, a little snippy.
Patriots lost.
Take that.
Darn very good.
What do you want me to do? We're over.
What? No, we have no. Actually, we have 13 minutes left. We're not over. We've got the Cap and J Hood cut of the day coming up next.
Damn right.
Cap and J Hood.
Cap and J Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Captain J Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Buck and Abdallah will cross talk with the guys coming up as they're in for Greeny at 10 o'clock. But right now, let's turn to the Captain J Hood cut of the day. And it's brought to you by
Chicago. Don't be premature there, Charlie. They've got stuff for that. Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. David Flom and Matt Moore's awesome creation. You got to try the Newski bacon. And their hand-packed burgers are insane. And their fries take 3 days to make. They're incredible. Mm. Take that.
Yeah. All right.
Charlie?
And then, you know what? Don't think about that.
Boring,
hold on a second. Hang on a second. Charlie. So the other thing about Chicago Cut I really like is that when you go there, you talk about quality service as soon as you come through the door.
Correct.
Right? All right, Charlie. The other thing, too. Yes, hold on a second, boring. Charlie, hang on. The other thing, too, though, like when it's like spring and summer, right? You could go outside.
Sit on the patio.
Oh, the patio. Charlie, the patio. It's unbelievable.
Okay. Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
I say that he's the most impressive kicker since Dempsey, Tom Dempsey. And he had a club foot.
He did. He had a little boot.
How come we don't get any barefoot?
And one hand.
We don't get barefoot kickers anymore.
Tony Franklin.
How come we don't get that anymore? I mean, have kickers gotten smarter? It's like, you know what? I can still kick this on it with a cleat. I don't need to
put a shoe on here. This hurts.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
You say Tom Dempsey had one hand, too? Is that what you said?
I did. He had one hand. Yes.
He had a club foot, for sure.
And he had one hand.
Had a club hand.
Yes.
And a club foot.
Correct. He had no hand. He had just his arm ended at the wrist. Yes. That's a true story.
That's hilarious. I didn't know. I heard that second time. It's like, oh, you did say you had one hand, too.
Yes.
Tom Dempsey.
That is correct.
I told you the story that Doug Buffon told me. I told you that story. Remember when Doug's on special teams, and the special teams coach says, hey, watch out for Dempsey on special teams. He goes, this guy's got a club foot. He's not going to catch me. I mean, and Doug had to make one key block and miss the guy with the club foot. Tackled by Dempsey. And the coach is, son of a bitch, I told you to watch out for Dempsey. He took it for granted because he had a club foot. That's what Doug did.
Right. Number 19, Tom Dempsey. I'm looking at the picture. He had a club foot with a special shoe and one hand.
And was getting it done.
63 yards. It's good. Yes.
Oh, God.
Died in 2020.
Oh.
Yeah.
Alan Arrington Heights on ESPN 1000. Hello, Al.
What's going on, Jay? Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up, Al?
Hey, I just want to know if you had... Last time I called and we talked, you told me that the Bears couldn't run the ball primarily and win, that it was 2020 and they had to, you know, adapt to the times. So I just want to know if you got that same energy.
Yes. Yes, you cannot exclusively run the football and win ball games. Absolutely. Anything else on that?
And they ran for 245 yards yesterday.
243.
And Justin Fields only threw it 21 times?
Yes, 13 for 21. You also had to be able to connect to Darnell Mooney and St. Brown and commit to get down the field.
But the time of possession was what, 37 to 20? Like, you don't think that'll work consistently, winning the time of possession, playing through your defense and running the ball?
Not trying to win a Super Bowl, no, absolutely not. The question was, can you exclusively run the football in this league in 2022 and get to the mountaintop? The answer is no. You have to keep a defense honest.
But I also don't think you have to be Kansas City.
There's a happy medium to all of it.
Agree. You have to have balance.
Yeah. So the idea, no, Al, the answer is the same. You cannot just exclusively run the football like it's the 1980s and think that you're going to win a Super Bowl. You have to have some sort of vertical passing game in today's league. And here's the reason, and I'll state it again. Not only can you help yourself, but the officials will help you as well. Everything's pass interference. Don't you? You can run the football and also be able to get flags, and they'll help you get first downs. In this league, absolutely. It's about both.
Got to have balance.
So there's your answer, Al.
100%. By the way, Bette Rivers just tweeted this.
Yes.
And they are Chicago Sportsbook. The Patriots to cover against the Bears on Monday Night Football was the single most wagered on play of the entire NFL season this year. How about that?
That's a lot. We appreciate you calling and twitching and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. Thanks to you, Shay. Our thanks to you, Charlie, on the other side of the glass. Cap. How about tomorrow, 7 to 10?
Rock and roll, baby. Have a good day.
This Bears Tuesday continues with Black and Abdallah in for Greeny next. So long, everybody.
Take that. Don't get
there. From Chicago.